troubleshooting. Let's say you've tried all the supplements, you're eating right, you're exercising, using a light box, got your eye mask on, earplugs, room's dark, you're not looking at bright computers at night, and you're still not sleeping. One thing, really, if you're still depressed after doing all of this, you're still not sleeping, really check your thyroid. Go get a test done on your thyroid to see if your thyroid's acting up. Hypothyroidism can make you either sleep too little or too much. A slow and inactive thyroid won't be able to produce the chemicals it's supposed to, and it interferes with melatonin production. Hyperthyroidism can make you hyper awake. Your whole system will be racing and you won't ever be able to fall asleep. If all these things aren't working, you really need to rule out that your thyroid works right. Otherwise, you could be having this inactive or hyperthyroid this whole time and you have a deeper issue that needs to be resolved. If you still can't sleep at night, make sure you're not taking amino acid like L-tyrosine, phenylalanine, those sort of stimulatory amino acids that help with the low catecholamines if you have no energy and motivation. Try not taking them so late in the day because they can keep you stimulated for hours and they might be interfering with your sleep. Another last resort is some people actually find that St. John's wort can produce sleep for them. A lot of people, St. John's wort can be stimulating, but for some people, St. John's wort is really calming and relaxing. So some people take St. John's wort at night and it helps them really sleep, and it's like their sleep cure-all that they wish they would have tried 10 years ago. Last but not least, this is really just if you want to experiment and you're just up for trying something new, is you can take niacin, the kind that produces a flush in your body. Reason I mention this is some people have used niacin alone to cure the depression. A lot of people try the no flush niacin. But if you take niacin, it really calms you down. If you're lacking in niacin, it'll really mess you up, make you really stimulated and kind of anxiety and ridden and crazy. Actually, they've cured schizophrenia, paranoid schizophrenia, and other things just with high doses of niacin alone. You can try taking niacin at night and see if it helps you sleep. My brother took it and he loves taking it at night because it makes him just calm and he sleeps good every night taking it. That's kind of a last resort, like let's say you're just experimenting or you still want to try new things. Niacin's super cheap. You can try taking niacin at night as well. So with all these foundational blocks in place, the nutrition, the basic minerals and vitamins, amino acids, your serotonin's being produced, you have exercise, you're reducing your stress, meditation, deep breathing, you try taking holy basil, valerian root, tryptophan, your sleep hygiene is just spot on. You're going to be sleeping every night, and if you're not, you need to check out something like your thyroid, see if there's a deeper issue. But mastering sleep is huge in just overall well-being, overall physical health, overall mental health, and if you have insomnia, it's going to be messing you up, making you depressed, and making you anxious. So really focus on just nailing down that sleep. Don't let yourself just be going off 4 hours of sleep every night or staying up late, partying, doing too much drugs or alcohol and really messing with your sleep schedule, because if you really lock in your sleep cycle, your circadian rhythm, and get sleep nailed down, it's going to make life so much easier and it's going to alleviate depression better than anything else out there. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Sleep well.